You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To get a little bit of a different perspective on Labor's housing policy, Lachlan spoke earlier with the Opportunities Party co-deputy leader Jeff Simmons, asking him first whether he thought Labor's policy to ban foreign buyers was going to be effective.
It hasn't worked overseas, and there's no reason to think that it's going to work here. The stamp duty that was brought in Vancouver, just stopped things for a little while, and in Australia, exactly the same policy that Labor's bringing in hasn't had any demonstrable impact on stopping house price rises. And there's a couple of reasons for that. It's partly probably because foreign buyers aren't actually as big a deal as everyone thinks they are, but it's also partly because foreign buyers, if they're really serious about buying property in New Zealand, they can find ways around any regulations that you put in place. We have an open economy. We're not like China, where you need permission to even bring money into the country. So it's very difficult to stop someone who is determined to buy property in New Zealand to do so through some quite complicated business structures, which make them look like a New Zealand resident. They can look like a New Zealand company quite easily.
So do you feel the policy is more about scapegoating sort of foreign buyers rather than an evidence-based policy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, everyone's response is it's not going to do any harm, and, it's not going to do any harm, but people shouldn't think it's actually going to do any good either. Don't be fooled by that. It is simply scapegoating, and it's unlikely to have much of an impact.
So what do you feel would be a better solution for the housing crisis we have?
Well, we need to ask why speculators put all of their money into housing in the first place. And the reason is because of the massive tax loopholes around housing that favour it over every other type of investment in New Zealand. And particularly for, owner-occupiers, there's massive tax benefits from owning your own home. And investors know this. They know that we're going to keep bidding up the prices of houses no matter what happens. So they know it's a surefire bet. Keep putting their money into housing too. And of course, none of those gains that we're talking about are taxes. It's not just capital gains, but it's the benefits from, the other benefits from owning property as well are not taxed.
So Labor also has other housing policies such as Kiwi Build. Do you think this also wouldn't tackle that issue of speculation?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're trying to deal with the supply side of the problem. And there is, there is a supply issue in New Zealand. Whether or not the government is able to do much about that is another question. I mean, the real challenge for Labor in building their Kiwi Build policy, being able to build affordable housing, is going to be able to find affordable land. So really, the big winners from Labor's Kiwi Build policy are the land bankers, the people who've been sitting on their land doing nothing for ages. This is finally their payday. So we really need to deal with both the demand and the supply issues together. If you're dealing with the demand issues at the same time, then you'll push down the price of land and you'll force these land bankers to sell, you'll actually be able to afford to build affordable homes.
Great. Also, just lastly, what's next for the Opportunities Party?
Oh, great question. So yeah, I mean, the Opportunities Party is continuing on. We're going to keep in the public conversation for the next couple of years and keep building up to 2020. Obviously, it's going to be interesting to see what this new government actually delivers, but we expect that most of our policies will still be relevant come 2020, and we'll be continuing to work on a couple more in the meantime.
So you will be contesting the next election?
Yes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.